Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode. I'm filming it this week from China. Tencent started an AI development that is working towards MS and Parkinson's disease. They want to make sure that patients can more easily learn that they are victims of this disease and so start the treatment process earlier. They're doing an investment in London, and it started this week. And the fun thing is, I'm visiting Tencent right now, so I was very happy I could share this update with you live here from Shenzhen. In Singapore, they're working on a virtual bank license. In Singapore, most banks can already go digital and direct, but you still need to be a bank to start with banking services. Now they're thinking about just creating some sort of a virtual bank license, which means that new entrants will be allowed easier in the market, which could shake up the fintech and the banking industry in Singapore. But they really want to go forward with this because they believe that this will speed up innovation in this space and that that will help Singapore to become a leading country in the world of fintech. Amazon is opening a Go store in New York. By itself, it's not really big news, but the really strange thing is that they're gonna accept cash payments now. As you know, Amazon Go is a fully automated store where people walk in and they take what they want and they walk back out. And it's, you know, the payment is done with AI and cameras and sensors. Now they're accepting cash. And this is a new step because in the US, many states have been questioning themselves if they really want to allow Amazon Go to move into their states with the model that they have. And in many states, it's illegal to have stores where you cannot pay with cash. So it kind of makes sense that they're doing it. But, you know, to be honest, I'm here in China this week and I think they're going to laugh with this because yesterday I went to the same thing in at JD, those automated stores. Here, of course, it's fully automated. This is a cashless society. So it's interesting to see how countries like the US still want people to pay with cash. And here everything is completely made for a cashless society. The US Secretary of State Pompeo has threatened the UK, and it's about 5G, and the US doesn't want the UK to work with Huawei, the Chinese provider of a 5G infrastructure, and they're even threatening to stop the military cooperation if the UK chooses for Huawei. This is a very actual discussion. We're here in China this week. We were to Huawei, and it's clear that there are three key parties in the world that can deliver 5G. That's Huawei, Ericsson, and Nokia. So there's no US company that actually has the qualities to deliver up to the needed standards. There are two Europeans and one Chinese. And Huawei is, of course, in terms of technology, years ahead of the other two. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how European countries will deal with these threats from the US. And if they will choose to follow the advice of the US or if they choose for a technological superior solution. I'm very, very curious how this will end. So guys, this was my weekly update filmed from China this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you will have a fantastic weekend. And I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.